CDC national leadership, led by the standard bearer, the vice standard bearer, had a meeting with the president and people in the government. And I think in the interest of the country, which has been cardinal to our own platform, in the interest of peace and national security, we decided to call off the demonstration, and we're going to attend officially the inauguration tomorrow. And we hope that that will be the beginning of post-election peace consolidation, national development. The CDC has a role to play in this democracy, no matter how disputed that is by some elements within the ruling party.
Your standard bearer, Councillor Tatma, has been quoted as saying that the CDC is ready to work with the government of President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. In what capacity is the CDC ready to work with the government?
Those discussions are going on. The president is the president, and she has the determination to make. She has the ultimate decision. We'll be looking to work in any capacity we offer. We have expertise in a whole range of areas, and we'll be willing to supply people through the national process. So it's up to the president to invite us. We'll be putting the team together. We in the party as well intend to run a very strong opposition under the president. We'll be going to our convention very soon, and we intend to run a shadow government. So while we're in the government, we're going to be watching closely government policies and computing seriously, criticizing from the perspective of a shadow cabinet.
The CDC walked out of meetings with the ruling Unity Party last month. Now, the president, in speaking after your meeting with her, said that, quote, "We have always said that there will be a government of inclusion." Is the CDC satisfied now with what you are hearing from President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, having walked out of the meeting?
I don't think the question is whether we're satisfied. I think, look, we have legitimate grievances. We've had to bend over backwards in the interest of peace and democracy and security. We're not satisfied, obviously. Our partisans are not too happy with a lot of things. They think that we should not have done this, some of them. But the leadership has spoken and they have understood that this is a decision that has to go in the interest of the country. So, yes, we're not ultimately too happy, but we have to do this in the interest of our country. We have to remember that Liberia is bigger than all of us. It's bigger than the CDC, it's bigger than the Unity Party. So as part of that beginning, we decided to go into the process, our standard bearer and our vice standard bearer, being both ambassadors of peace, and it's going to be difficult for them not to move in the interest of our country. So that's why we made those decisions.
Did the government offer your party money to call off the protest?
Absolutely not. CDC, absolutely not. Our leaders would never take money from the government. Absolutely not. We had legitimate electoral grievances. We registered those grievances with the national community, with the National Elections Commission. And so our protests were grounded on principles, on facts, and on the abuses of the electoral system. So we ended the protest in the interest of peace again, at the urging of members of the international community who felt that continued protests would signal to the outside world that Liberia is highly unstable. And so we heeded the advice. In the interest of the country, our principals have ended the protest, and they recognized the government by dint of their presence today at the inauguration. So absolutely, you're going to hear rumors in this country, rumor flies.